Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what's going on? It's Friday, November 3rd. My goodness. The markets just keep going by and the days just keep going by. And it's amazing. And in basically 241 trading days, the markets have made about 73 new highs since Trump's been elected. I guess Paul Krugman was wrong that the markets aren't going into the tank. Kind of interesting to look back at that election and see what the markets have decided since. And I don't think it's any surprise. I think that we said here that, you know, with Trump as a president, you had a business-friendly environment. And I think that's what you're seeing. And again, it's not an I told you so. It's just a fact that you've got somebody in the office that says that they want to do something better for the American people, and they want to try to take care of the middle class. Now, what does that mean in the big picture? Hell if I know. It just means that we're right now, we've got a market that is out of its mind, that wants to go up every day. And again, who are we to say, no, you can't go up, right? I mean, you got to remember, trying to fight the market itself is a losing event, because when the market wants to go where it wants to go, it's going to go. So if you think that you're going to stop it or get in the front of it, you're incorrect. It will not be a good situation for you if you continue to try to fight against what the overall markets want to do by themselves. Again, I can give you all the reasons in the world to be short. I can give you all the reasons in the world to be long, but the only reason that you should care about is the reason of what the market is actually doing, all right? And if you do that, then you give yourself an opportunity. If you don't do that, you give yourself an opportunity to go to the crapper. And I think that that's one of the things that's where many failures come into play, is when we decide that we're smarter and far than the overall market. Because again, our concern is the ability to see the markets react, and then we can react to the overall markets. And I think that's where many of us make that key mistake, is when we think that we can outsharp and outsmart markets. It cannot be done, you know, it can be done anytime for a short period of time, but it cannot be done over the long haul, because markets are dictated and go based on money flow and order flow. And, you know, we don't know where it's necessarily coming from. And we can look for reasons as to why things are doing what they are. But at the end of the day, the market is what the market is. And, you know, we had yesterday, we had the tax plan announcement. And I mean, I thought it was okay. I don't know what the markets really thought about it, though. They were, you know, higher and a late run up, but I don't know that the late run was up due to the tax cuts. You know, it's hard to say what the actual expectations are from these tax cuts. And the real question is was that a buy the rumor, sell the news event? And I don't know if we have that answer yet, but I would say you're much more likely to see a bigger sell-off than you are to see a big rally. But in the meantime, you know, these little grinding rallies, all of a sudden they add up. You know, if you look at the bottom of when Trump was elected, right, we hit that night, we hit 17,000 and change, okay? And now here we are at 20, almost closing in on 24,000. So you really want to, you know, say that you're smarter than the market, and you want to be Paul Krugman, another dope that has, you know, that wants to make, you know, everybody wants to make the big monster call. Do you ever notice that? That's what the pundits and everybody want to be. They all want to make that big fancy, you know, star call, which at the end of the day, it cannot be made. Okay, look. Anybody can get lucky once, but when you think that you can be smarter and outshine and outpick the market, you're putting yourself, you're pulling your, you know what, all right? It's not, you know, Joe Granville is one of the famous bears who called the top. He made one call in his life that carried him forever. I mean, when's the last time you heard from Elaine Gazzarelli, you know, after her great calls? You know, look, there's certain things that we'll set up that we can all make that one gargantuan call and say that we're right. But as a rule, it's very challenging to think that you can do that on a regular basis, because the markets aren't, they don't give you that true opportunity because of the way that markets trade, because of their being more driven by human emotion. You know, for any number of reasons, the market doesn't set up that way. And that, I think, is something that we all make the classic mistake. This is an easy mistake as traders to make. And that is simply that we can't, you know, sometimes we get too much of an opinion. We get too much of things that we think we should be doing. And of course, at the end of the day, it's typically usually wrong. You know, so we can talk about the tax cuts. We can talk about, you know, Apple's earnings and how good they were, and, you know, where Apple's going to trade. But at the end of the day, the market will just dictate itself where it wants to go, how it's going to get there. And that will come from the money flow from investors or traders that are looking to have the markets move in a certain direction. Now, you know, one of the things that's easier today, right now, when volume is light, it's a little bit easier to try to push markets around a little bit. And, you know, pushing them around is okay. But again, that's just a little bit of a manipulated push from the market. And again, that's based on lighter volume. And when you get lighter volume, you get these moves, which is why when you don't have a lot of daily movement or price volatility, it's a lot easier to wait for the right time, right for your opportunity, because what happens if not, then you get trapped up in these little grind them out, you know, these grind them up, grind them out little garbage moves that are very challenging for us to get involved in and make any money off of. And, you know, I know the frustration, and this is the test of your intestinal fortitude to be able to sit back and say, okay, I'm going to wait. I know that it's the right thing to do. And if you can do that, then you've now established yourself as a spot that you can be in a better overall position. Those who cannot do that will end up licking their wounds as usual and wondering what happened to their bankroll. And I think that's one of the most important things to think about. In the meantime, this is Friday. And of course, we picked the Jets last night, easy winner. But this is the Bubba Show. And of course, you know, we're trying to save the high school investing program. If you'd like to help out, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And give me a little bit of a donation. And there's certain levels in which you get a free autographed book of my new book. And also a level where I will do a couple of webinars for you guys to kind of help educate. But in the meantime, also don't forget to go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every day. You can also get the Sporting Edge, which plays on the weekends. And of course, the boys are hot picking some of the football games if you're a football investor. And of course, BubbaTrading.com, you can sign up for Bubba's daily updates, which are free. Part of the content I like to provide. And I give you an update every day in the markets, what I'm seeing, what I'm thinking. In the meantime, I'm going to step out of here for a break, and I'll be right back with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horvitz coming right back. Well, Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on Friday, November the 3rd. And we've got a whole bunch of nothing going on once again. And, you know, it's getting awfully late in the year to expect the correction that we have expected for quite a while. And, of course, one of the things, the first thing is a correction. We don't expect to be a one-day wonder. We expect it to be, you know, over time. So, but it is getting a little bit late in the year to assume or to figure a possible trend change. You know, typically at the end of the year, you have the what they call the Santa Claus rally. You know, that's been, you know, it's been going on forever. And, you know, with very few exceptions, the market has done this. Even in 2008, the market did have the Santa Claus rally. All right. So, you know, it doesn't mean that it's not coming. So I think now you're really up against it if you're thinking that we're going to get this big, massive break. And what it really looks like to me is, now again, this could change, but what it looks like to me is that you could get this, you could extend both of these records, and one is 242 days, I think, without a 3% sell-off, and one is 140 some days without a 1% move. So, you know, can they go on? Sure. Listen, one of the problems is the markets can do what the markets want to do for as long as they want to do it for. And I think this is, again, another area in which we find to put ourselves in troubles. And this is the time that you, as either a trader or an investor, hedger, whatever you're doing, is you got to figure out, you know, is the opportunity there for you? And, of course, now we've got the new Fed chair, which will be coming in February, and that'll be Powell. Of course, I believe that to be the wrong choice, in my opinion. Of course, I don't think there should be any choice. I don't think there should be a Fed, but that's a story for later. But so Powell is the blend, the perfect blend of Bernanke and Yellen, because he's got hair. But no, in all seriousness, he's going to be just another dove, another, you know, let's keep pumping up that free capital, let's keep those interest rates at zero, and let's keep torturing small businesses. I mean, that's the basic model that we're running right now. You can say whatever you want, you can tell me whatever you want. At the end of the day, that's the fact. The fact is that small business is in trouble because small business has no liquidity and no access to real capital. And when you put yourself in that position, you create a much bigger problem. And I do not believe that Powell will do anything different than anybody else. And I think that's a tragedy. I believe that this has been, first of all, the rally itself has been the most artificial. And again, it doesn't matter if you're long, and I'm long. So again, I'm not whining because I didn't make money on it. But when you pump up these phony asset prices, you know, if you don't sell and don't take your profit, then you're nothing. You're neither losing nor making. Now, again, as much as I'm bearish, we always remind everybody that we know that the markets do go up 8% year over year, 9% year over year. They just go up every year. So we're expecting, you know, listen, we had, I think it was a 21% 2014. What was it? Like a 3% 2015. 10 or 12 or whatever, it was a big percentage on 2016, and now we're going to have another big year now. So the market figures to go into a little bit of a tank for a while, just from a pure math standpoint, right? Because again, the markets, you know, are based on, you know, price discovery. The markets are based on, you know, buyers and sellers, and the markets are based on what the economy is doing. Now, again, I never thought the economy was doing all that good to begin with. You know, in my eyes, it never really all that much recovered. But again, you know, I'm not the so-called experts that, you know, they say recovery. Okay, if you say so. You know, again, I think I think reports are BS anyways. You know, I don't, you know, none of them are good because they always have the opportunity to revise them later. Now, if you're giving out a report, why would you have to revise it? That's the one thing I never could figure out, is if I'm giving you something, I'm basing it on what? I'm basing it on my opinion. I'm trying to float something to the market to see how they react. You know, it's kind of like the, the tax plan. You know, they gave out the new postcard. They showed the new thing, how you're going to do your returns. And everybody's worried about, you know, well, what's going to happen to the tax professionals and preparers? Listen, they're still going to be there, and you can bet your whatever there's going to be some loopholes in there, as always. But in the meantime, there's always going to be a need for accountants and things like that. You know, there's other decisions than just your tax return. But, you know, I don't know what the plan is going to look like over time. I do think it'll be interesting. Well, I guess before I say what will be interesting, first of all, we haven't got it passed. Now, will it get passed? That would be the first question. And I don't know. It's kind of hard to imagine that the left is going to go ahead and pass this. Now, one of the things is because of what it is that, you know, you might get some left that in there to help you out. And it's possible, but I don't know. You know, we become so divisive here and so far separated. I don't know that anybody would come to you over across the aisle, but they might. But then if they do get it passed, what does it really mean? Okay. And that's, I don't think we have all the details. And I'd really like to know what they had to give up, because this is always the problem, and they call the sausage factory. You know, first of all, sausage would be hot dogs, right? You know what they put in hot dogs. And if you don't, I'm going to just give you a little clue. Right? When they make a hot dog, that little red little thing that's on the bun, that if you like hot dogs, it tastes really good. They put all the crap goes in the hot dog. Everything. It's all the scraps, because the only thing that makes it taste the way it does is the seasoning and the way they cure it. But it's a hot dog is made with the worst meat known to mankind. All right, it's all the scraps are left over, whatever. All right. So, you know, so when they're making sausage, what do we got? We got a bunch of crap. That's who's making the sausage. And we don't know what kind of stupid deals. You know, every bill that gets passed almost has a, you know, somebody's got, you know, to get a vote, you know, they got to give up something. You know, and if you look up the, if you ever watched the movie The House of Cards, you know, a lot of that stuff is like very realistic. And it's the deal making. And every time they make a deal, you know who gets screwed, right? All right. Yeah, that's right. Look in the mirror. Every time they make a deal in Washington, they can stand out there and chirp to me that they did it for the American people. I hate when they do that, but I did it for the American people. You can bet your whatever that they did not do it for the American people. They did it for themselves, and that's it. Because at the end of the day, with very few exceptions, the swamp in Washington is filled with garbage and dirty. And you know, like I said, I can't say everyone, but I can only say that based on what I've seen, a huge percentage of those that are in the swamp are swamp creatures, and they have no interest in helping you and me. The only interest they have is how much money can they steal out of Washington, all right? Because again, there's no way that this country should be in the shape it's in today if we had true, legitimate, honest politicians from top to bottom. And I do not believe that we have that. Again, that's my opinion, but I do not believe we have that. And I don't care if you're left, if you're right. I think that you get too much stuff going on there and too many ways where they can grab and steal the money. In other words, steal the old man's bundle is kind of what they always do. And again, and you can say I'm nuts, but I, you know, I could bet on it and I could prove it. Okay. And the point is simple, right? Any deal that's made never has your best interest at heart. It's the same as going to Las Vegas, right? And then putting out a new game and telling you how great the game is. You know that no game in Vegas has your best intentions. And you could bet if it's a new one, it's probably even worse than the others. But that's just kind of the way life is. And this is The Bubba Show. And I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm. A, we've got 24-hour-day programming there. B, you download The Bubba Show from there. And also The Sporting Edge. And, again, remember to get a hold of Bubba's daily updates. I do them every day right after the close. And I email them to you. and you get to get my views of the, you know, the events that happened that day and what I think is going to happen the next day. I do think it's well worth your time, and it's free anyway. So why don't you go check it out at BubbaTrading.com and go ahead and sign up for it. The link will pop right up to the front of the page. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, coming right back to you. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back, Cotter. We're at Horseshack. And Vinny Barbarino. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, I don't know. I think we look around at a lot of things that are going on. And, you know, President Trump is headed out to Asia. And I wonder what that's going to bring. Does that bring anything? You know, do we get this North Korean thing resolved? Do we get any of this other resolved? And if you've noticed, the Saudis and the OPEC have worked so hard to get oil prices higher. And it looks like they got help from the frackers, the shale producers, because they were the ones that were pounding down big volumes when oil was going up. And now all of a sudden we've kind of sniffed by there and we're kind of breaking out again. You know, I don't know. It's interesting, you know, but, you know, oil is getting to a point where it's becoming to an ugly view. But, you know, I think, you know, I'm interested to see how this plays out. I mean, I still believe that oil is garbage. I mean, the bottom line is you know, if it wasn't for big oil, if it wasn't for politics, we wouldn't be using oil right now. I think we'd already have something, you know, like solar power or using the natural gas, whatever it is. I can't believe we're still in this position. I can't believe the technology of the United States of America that we couldn't have figured out solar or natural gas many, many, many years ago. You know, once oil came off of that $9 a barrel, which it was forever, I can't believe we couldn't figure out a way to get away from oil. But of course, the reason you can't get away is the same way you couldn't get away from big tobacco when they were in the ruins, when they were the big dog, because the big dogs eat and they get all the edge. They get all the special interests. They get all the lobbyists there. And of course you can't get anything by them. And of course, if you remember, you know, cigarettes had to stop advertising a number of years ago. I don't know, it's probably 50 by now. I don't know. But first they'd let them get themselves set up. You know, that was the one, if you want to talk about one key error, you know, I didn't like Obama to begin with. But again, he was the president, but I will say this. I think his biggest error, well, I mean, he had so many, but the biggest one, I think, was what he did to the coal industry. Now, you know, he didn't do it to big oil because big oil was a big donor. You know, they don't do it to big tobacco back in the day because they were big donors. You know, the coal industry was not, you know, is a shrinking, coal industry is a dying industry over time. But what I think the mistake there was is that, you know, President Obama could have just said, okay, you guys got 10 years, we're going to eliminate the use of coal, instead of basically shutting them down right in the beginning. And I think not only was that a horrible decision, okay, it was a greedy, you know, decision that he made. But what he did at the same time was he put out, you know, thousands of people out of work, and he put thousands of investors in deep doo-doo because of what happened to the coal stocks at that point. And that's where I think, you know, we make the mistake
And that's why I go back to oil. You know, there's many of sources of oil that could be we could have replaced many, many, many moons ago. But big oil still has control. And I think one of the things that, you know, I believe that in someday, you know, and you know, not in the too far off future. I mean, not tomorrow, not next year, maybe, but obviously in let's say the next 10 years, I would expect oil to go back down into the, you know, the teens or the single digits again at some point. And again, that's not, we can't trade off of that today. This is just like a long-term macro view that, you know, I would hope that between fuel efficiency, electric cars and other things, that we will no longer have this major need for oil, you know, because first of all, the good news is that we have enough oil in this country to last 200 years at current usage, and that should go down. But the other thing is that, you know, we are no longer at the mercy of Saudi Arabia. We are no longer at the mercy of, you know, OPEC. And as we were in the past, you know, if you go back to the late 70s, or mid 70s, you know, you had to park on all sides of the street, you had a license plate, you had to wait in line for gas. It was a joke. But again, we knew that a long time ago. But again, when the money talks, the rest doesn't change anything. But now, you know, you would think that there might be an attempt to finally create the replacement for fossil fuels, as they call them. And in the meantime, you know, give the oil companies time to restructure and rebuild into. Now, you know, I'm surprised that they haven't done more themselves, knowing that the end is probably near. But of course, that goes back to, I think, the political angle, you know, because we, unfortunately, our politicians don't give a crap about anybody. And of course, they just love to continue to kick the can down the road. And what they're really doing is they're kicking debt and everything else down the road, leaving it for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. And don't you think that at some point this mess may be even messier? And I think that's the big case here that nobody wants to talk about, nobody wants to think about, is what's going to happen down the road, okay? You know, you can't keep passing the debt down. Okay? You can't keep hoping that something's going to go away. You certainly cannot borrow your way out of debt, which is what we've tried to do for now 10 years. But again, this goes back, you know, long before Bernanke and Yellen. I mean, you had Greenspan creating the bubbles as well. You know, this whole cycle that they created is a total farce. You know, yeah, I guess they're economists. I'm sure they're smarter than me, but, you know, it just doesn't make any logical sense to me what they do. And, you know, I think it only really makes sense to a logic to the extremely uber wealthy, because the uber wealthy are the ones that do benefit heavily off of this, because again, they get the access to that capital. And, you know, just think about it. If you've got a business that can produce 9 cents, you know, 9% for every dollar you have in, all right, and it's a model that has worked over time and you could use more money, then why wouldn't you take more money? Right? Why wouldn't you buy back your stock as many of the companies have done? Why wouldn't you create this artificial bull market that we see on a daily basis? You know, and again, look, I'm fully aware. I said this earlier. I know the markets are going to go up year over year. I just, you know, assume at some point, you know, especially when I think we're still in recessionary times for many, you know, that we'll see how it plays out. And I think that, you know, again, the new tax plan will have a lot to say about that as well, because if it's really good, then hopefully you will get, you know, more jobs. And I'm not talking about the crap jobs that they're putting out now that they're bragging about. You know, I do hate that. That is one fact that I can't stand. I can't stand when President Trump starts bragging about jobs in the stock market, because again, the stock market could turn on a dime, and then what is he going to brag about? But the jobs are not very good. I don't care if we're at 4.2% unemployment. The jobs are not good. And we need to get, you know, more of the old-fashioned jobs. Again, the real key is, which we've talked about at nauseam here over the years, is the problem is the guys my age, the 45 or so to 65 of uneducated, you know, machine tool workers, manufacturers, those types of jobs are gone regardless. And that's where the money is made. And because there's such an issue with the health insurance, and because there's such other issues, it's much harder to have those jobs around. And then you tie in the lack of capital that the small business has. So you've got less entrepreneurs, you have less small business, which is the number one hire and the number one payer, because they've got to. So now you can't offer benefits, you don't have anything, so you're not going to hire. You may not even go into business. And that's where I think the big disconnect is. And I think that's where I get extremely frustrated from a trading standpoint, from a citizen standpoint, that these guys don't give a crap. And to me, I find that bothersome that, you know, we continue to see the same thing go over and over again, and yet nobody wants to step up and say, hey, this is really where the problem's at. Because, again, you know, other than a couple of states, and those states might have some issues coming to them now, too, with the tax plan. You know, they took off the deduction for state and local taxes. And again, I don't have an opinion. I mean, I live in a horrible state that's got horrible taxes anyways, which is the state of Illinois, of course. But, you know, will some of these cities have a little bit of an exodus? Some of these states have some people going bye-bye? You know, I don't understand. What I don't understand is how some states can make it with no taxes and some have to have, like, ridiculous taxes. That, to me, does not seem all that logical either. But, you know, who am I? I'm just a guy talking about the markets. And it just, to me, I look at it and go, really? And then you still can't make it work. That's the bigger problem, is when these geniuses still can't make it work, even though they've got everything that they've glommed off yet. That's always the problem that I find. To me, it becomes really problematic. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to get ready to step out for a break, but remind you that highschoolinvesting.com, do me a favor, just check it out. See if you want to help us out. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading, because we just want to make sure we continue to help educate high school kids around the country. That's our goal, is to educate everybody so that they don't have the same problems that others have had in these tough financial times. And also, go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. You'll have a good time and you'll enjoy the boys. And we always appreciate all the downloads we can get. We're just pushing over about 350,000 right now on a monthly basis. We'd love to have more. So why don't you check it out? And this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we're going to step out here for our break, and we'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, what is up? What is going on, everybody? It is football weekend. I'm so glad it's football weekend. What am I doing? No football. I'll be really depressed. Anyways. You know, do you have an opinion on the NFL? And, you know, they're making a big deal about the ratings down because of X. And I don't know if that's the fact or not. I mean, I hate what, of course, I'm not even bringing up his name, but I hate what they did. I think it's wrong. I don't know if anybody watched the Thursday night football game, but there's a commercial now that they're kind of saying, we're going to continue to kneel, but here's our commercial saying how much we respect the military. I don't know. You know, again, I don't want to get into that debate. I'm just curious if anybody has any thoughts on that. But at the end of the day, you know, the only way to stop all this is to stop the payroll. I mean, you know, the big deal here is that, you know, the NFL is a big sport. Why is the NFL one of the biggest sports? Well, because you bet on it. Because of fantasy. You know that probably 85% of the people have something to do with NFL and gambling, some form, whether it be FanDuel, whether it be your league, whether it be betting on the games. I mean, that's the biggest sport. Also, it's amazing because not only is it the biggest sport, but it's the toughest to beat from a handicapper standpoint. But yet, you know, they're complaining about ratings, but they've got these big TV deals. You know, again, look at the salaries. That's the only thing you need to know, is what are the salaries everybody's paying. And it's interesting because it really isn't as dependent on the gate. anymore. You know, yes, they want to have full stadiums, but it is not really as dependent as it was at one point in time. And I think that this is, you know, where we as fans say, oh, well, they're not filling it up. Well, who cares? They already got their TV deal. They already got their money. And, you know, you want this game, you're going to pay for it. You know, again, because in Vegas, when do you think the business weekends are? The business weekends, other than the major holidays, are around the around football. All right. You know, so football's king. It still is the ruler. It still is going to be, because, again, it's not a, it's a gambling issue. It's a money issue. You know, FanDuel, DraftKings, you know, name them, you know, and all the bookmaker sites. So we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, again, you're not going to change certain things. And, you know, the players cannot go out and just start a league. That's the difference. See, this is where the rub always comes in sports, is the players just can't go out and start a team. A, they have no TV deal. How are they going to get paid? B, where are they going to play at? You know, you think stadiums are free? And, you know, there's just so many reasons why it doesn't work out. And there's so many reasons, for example, why, you know, the sport of baseball, you know, baseball is the toughest for competition because there's not that many parks that hold that many people. All right. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons, but at the end of the day, we live on, we move on. And because at the end of the day, it comes back down to, it's about the money. It's always about the money. Just remember that. So, you know, now we've got, you know, a good jobs number. And what does it mean? Okay, what is a good jobs number? And I go, it's not a great jobs number. And I go, BS. I call BS because, again, I don't buy it. And it's not because I don't want to buy it. I would love for it to be great, okay? But it's not. And we continue to chortle about it and hope. And, you know, to me, there's so many other things going on that there's issues. And we just don't want to face what the real issues are. We continue to hide from it. So, you know, I'm looking at a headline that says Trump's second year could even be worse than his first year. Well, I don't know how much, you know, if you're looking at it from a financial standpoint or a business standpoint, well, I don't know how much worse it can be. You know, I don't know how you could do much better than 75 record days out of 241. You know, I don't understand. You know, I never understand the media. And I think that's another big issue in this country. You know, our media is very shaded to one side. And, you know, and I don't, like I said, I've always said this. I don't care if you're lefty or right. It really doesn't matter to me. I'm not automatic right, okay? I think if libertarians, if you could get a candidate, I think I could be automatic there. But they can never get on half the ballots. I mean, that's another story for a whole other show. But, you know, I think it's so ridiculous. And you talk about things being regulated. I mean, there's only one outlet that I can think of that is neutral. Maybe Fox is neutral to right a little bit. Okay. But I do think that they give everybody a fair chance to speak their opinion. And you know, a lot of their anchors are left, but they speak, you know, as they see it, not as just automatic. And I think that has become a problem when your whole media base, the biggest outlets in the world, are just totally, you know, whatever Trump does, if he does a good, it doesn't get reported. If he does something that they think is bad, they're all over it. And I think that's the disgrace, in my opinion. And not that he's a great guy. I'm not defending his personality or who he is. I liked him. I voted for him. I predicted that he would win a year before. Right when he announced, I predicted that he would win. You can check out my old blogs and see it. But my point is, it doesn't matter. Now he's the president. Let's make America better, no matter who's in there. Because at the end of the day, he's only going to be there for a short period of time in the big scheme of life. But yet we continue to have the media. I mean, it's you know, President Trump himself has become a boom for news outlets because of reporting every day. When did you ever think you would see on a business channel, it's like 50% business, 50% politics now, right? I mean, that's not Fox. When did you ever think you'd see that? You know, especially just covering everything, almost every move that he makes. And of course, this president, he obliges you because he's the only guy, I think he works about 24 hours a day. He's always tweeting something. But in the meantime, okay, so we've got a problem because we continue to lead, you know, our youth to the left. And I'm not saying the left is bad. I just think that right now the left is a little goofy. I think a little bit too far left. I don't understand how we cannot have some outrage about what's happened with the DNC and Russia and Wasserman Schultz and Clinton. You know, but again, I think that's the difference. I think that's when you get reporting that is not, as the president calls, fake news. You know, look, I call it what it is. I mean, you never hear any bad reports on anybody who's on, you know, the Clinton team or, you know, whatever. And, you know, do you think they never do anything wrong? Okay. I mean, you know, really? We're gonna get into that conversation? I mean, I can give you a bunch of things that are in the record already about them. But again, just the overall view. And I think that's, you know, that's kind of like the high schools, you know, that's kind of like schools, you know. People are products of their environment. And without giving the opening, you know, the open mind to look at what they think is right, they will follow. And I think that's part of the problem with the news media at all as well. I just don't think you get a fair and square view of what it is. And that's always, I think, a problem as well. And, you know, again, hopefully, you know, we keep hoping that these problems will wear out. But you imagine it's already a year since the election. And, you know, they're going to start, you know, they'll be starting to campaign already next year again. So what a terrible thing. That's the biggest regret so far of the president is one of his first promises was to talk about term limits, and he ain't done that yet. That's the one thing that I wish he was doing right now. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I want everybody to have a great weekend. And I want you to go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show and download the Sporting Edge. And I want you to go to Bubba Trading and go get signed up for the Bubba's Daily Update. And hot steam this week. I don't know. Can you imagine Alabama got knocked from number one from Georgia in the college polls? Unbelievable. But we're going to take the hot steam this week is going to be the Green Bay Packers against the Detroit Lions at home. So that's the hot steam. Everybody have a great weekend. As always, thank you so much for being here. We will see you back here on Monday. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Babores. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe, be healthy, and have fun. The Bubba Show. Todd Babores.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.